As far as the whole thing you've gone through in the last year and a half, why do you think people can't let it go? Why do you think that you're the kind of guy where this is stuck on you?
I think one reason is I'm still, you know, still pitching well, still being successful. And, you know, end of every game, you know, the opposing team's fans, they want to do nothing more than see me fail because, they, you know, they post my numbers on the board. And I'm, you know, second or third in the league in saves. I'm second or third in the league in ERA and stuff like that. And they want to do nothing more than see the guy who has, I guess, basically made an ass of himself kind of thing. They basically want to do nothing more than see me fail. And when I don't, it really chaps them. And so they come out the next day wanting to see me fail. When I don't fail, then it just gets them madder and madder and madder. And I think if originally I'd failed right out of the chute and had just, you know, faded away into the sunset and never been heard from again, I think, you know, things would have blown over pretty quick. With, you know, but the fact of the matter is I'm still here. I'm still pitching well, and that really, it makes a lot of people mad.
What a lot of people don't understand is when I was playing and now with when you come in a game, it could be 10-run lead for the other team or for your team. When you come in, you excite the crowd, almost like a riot atmosphere. You also get the other team up, whether or not they hate you. I mean, you got to enjoy that.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's not something I set back, you know, 4 years ago when I started you know, pitching in the big leagues and said, this is what I want to do. It's just, you know, the kind of, I guess, mindset I sort of brought to the game, and people kind of, I guess, took it and ran with it, and that's just the way they react when I come in. And, you know, I guess when I'm at home, it's a, you know, it's a positive for me. When I'm on the road, I guess you can even still consider it a positive because, you know, no matter all the sneers and boos and jeers and stuff like that, that probably inspires me more than a cheer. So, you know, people that think they're going to hassle me and heckle me and stuff like that when I come in a game and it's going to, you know, get in my head and get under my skin, it does nothing more than fire me up and make me want to, you know, stick up their team's butt even more.
Has this made you a more driven person? I know I was a perfectionist. One base hit made me go crazy. So has this driven you to be more successful?
Yeah, I think so. And I think last year, you know, let it get to me a little bit. I really wanted, you know, some big success last year to try to, you know, sort of, you know, beat down all the, you know, all the snide remarks and that kind of thing. And really, I think became too much of a perfectionist last year. And I had a pretty decent year last year, but, you know, would go through a little, you know, a little down slump or whatever, and would just let it get so magnified because, you know, I wanted to do so bad and just quiet the negative, the negative comments so much that just a slight little bump in the road, I would just, you know, make a mountain out of a molehill. And this year, I think it's really driven me to continue to perform, but I think just small setbacks, I don't let them get to me as bad as I used to.
I know you love wrestling. I love wrestling too. Do you love being an entertainer?
Yeah, I mean, I guess some people call me entertainer. They think it's all for show, but it's just the way I get myself fired up to pitch in a game.
Do you enjoy just going out there and attacking these guys? Kind of like being a gladiator.
Yeah, somewhat. And then, you know, have let that part of my mentality get me in trouble, you know, at times when I think that I'm going to throw three fastballs by Sammy Sosa or somebody like that. And, you know, and you know, the 1-2 pitch gets turned around and I have to start having to think maybe, you know, in certain situations should live to fight another day and maybe, you know, be a little more of a finesse guy. But yeah, I like, you know, coming inside and watching some guy's bat shatter or, you know, watch film the next day and see some guy look for a, you know, lunge for a breaking ball or see some guy's knees buckle on a breaking ball or, you know, some guy's eyes light up when I come inside on him and you know, he just narrowly gets out of the way. It's exciting to see that kind of stuff.
Who's your favorite reliever growing up?
You, Rob. probably my favorite, it wasn't a reliever because I was always a starter until like 4 years ago. It was Roger Clemens, big Clemens fan. Still,
so you love the way his approach is and the way he just attacks the hitters?
Yeah, I mean, he's real aggressive and real, you know, go after you. I'm going to come out here and kick your ass. And I'm going to, you know, do it with just pounding you with fastballs. And you know, I'm not going to let you beat me down. I'm going to wear you down. I'm going to keep coming after you. And that's you know, sort of, I guess, the same mental approach I try to, you know, go about things. And I think he's, you know, over the course of 18 years, has probably been a little more successful at it than I have. But, you know, time will tell. And he's been a role model of mine for, you know, a long time.